In a career that spans 35 years with multiple hits and enough awards to cover at least three fireplace mantles, Stephen Curtis Chapman has written and performed songs that have helped not only shape Christian music, but have helped shape Christians. As he shares the pain and doubts we all face and the hopefulness too. And he's back with a new project. You're hearing songs like Still and Don't Lose Heart on Life Right Now. Stephen Curtis Chapman, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be with you all. It's been way too long since I've made a flyby or a fly into a visit to Canada. So it's great to be with you guys.
Well, after, you know, so many, I've listed some of the success. I just skipped over it, right? But after that, you know, making a new album should be routine, but you had some different thoughts, I was reading, approaching this new album. What were your thoughts going into it?
Yeah, I mean, it would be very natural to think no big deal, really, or routine kind of thing, but quite the opposite ended up being the case for me. And there's that part of all of us, you know, wonders, well, do people need to hear anything more? Are they interested in hearing any new things? And a lot of that gets fueled by just the fact that when you do write a new song after a 35-year career and after, what, 23 or 4 records now, and which represents hundreds of songs that I've been very fortunate to share and sing for people, they will... You know, if I've talked to someone about a new song or play a new song for people now, and this has probably been the case for the last, you know, 10 years in some way, many times people will say, hey, that was great. Man, you know what, though? There's never going to be another fill in the blank. You know, Dive, Great Adventure, yeah. I Will Be Here, Cinderella, Speechless, and or another album. You know, man, More to This Life, that album, Signs of Life, that album was like the Stephen Curtis Chapman album. When I want to listen to Stephen Curtis Chapman, that's the record I go to. And all of those things are such encouraging, complimentary things. But I think at a point when I started to have these new thoughts and ideas, particularly after the last, you know, 3 or 4 years in our world of all that's transformed, all that's changed, all of the loss, all of the heartache, all of the chaos and the craziness and the division and just everything, I really found myself, as I always do, kind of processing that with songs. Anyway, that was all kind of going on in the process of me creating this album Still, which is really, I'll go ahead and just jump ahead and say that's really the reason why the album is called Still, because I feel like in the midst of all of this, I still, first of all, am amazed, blown away by the grace and the love of God, the hope that gives us in this world. That we live with so much loss and pain and heartache. And my family and I, obviously, on our now 14-year journey after losing our daughter, Maria, and continuing to see, you know, how the journey walks itself out, and the grief that we still have to carry, and the trauma and the pain, and yet the hope and the joy and grandchildren and new stories, you know, it's like all of that mixed together. I still want to sing about that. I still want to tell those stories. And I'm still passionate, and God is still good and still faithful. And just even to be able to say that, I think is important, especially when you've walked through a lot of, you know, a lot of dark places. So.
That's right. And your song, Don't Lose Heart, is exactly what you just talked about. Can you just tell us a little bit about the message behind that for you?
Well, it has been such a season of loss, you know, in our world. And I think personally for me and for my family, it's interesting how much this season of loss globally brought back so much of the loss for us personally. Not that it's ever gone or it's ever buried away. It's always there. But but when you experience intense loss around you, it in a way scrapes the scab off of your own pain, and it brings that back to the surface. And in the midst of all of that, it was so hard not to lose heart. The words of Jesus, you know, when he's talking to his disciples and he takes them through, you know, I'm getting ready to go to the cross and all these terrible things that are going to happen. And they just begin to, you know, you can almost imagine the panic in their eyes. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, basically in this world, you're going to have trouble. I mean, it's not going to be maybe what you thought. And, the hero is going to ride in and save the day and everything's going to be great yet. But that day is coming. And he says, take heart. Don't lose heart, because I've overcome this world and all the trouble and all that it's going to throw at you. You have hope because I am in the process of, at that point, he's going to the cross, going to the grave to conquer death and the grave. I have overcome all of that. And so that just felt like something I needed to sing to my own heart and my friends and anybody that would listen. Just don't lose heart. Just encourage them with that message, because I need it so much.
His new album is called Still, and we hope he still keeps at it. Stephen Curtis Chapman, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Great to be with y'all. Blessings. Thanks for what you do.